Well, we bless the name of the Lord once again this evening, and we want to welcome you to your favorite program, The Uncharted Waters.
Siyalibusisa libito laNkulunkulu namhlanje nentsambama. Sifuna kunivusela futhi sinibingelele sinemukele ehlelweni lelithandza kweUncharted Waters.
We are so excited to have you with us.
Siyajabula kakhulu ukuthi sibe nani.
And we believe that you had a great weekend, especially since we're coming from Passover.
Siyakholwa ukuthi nibe nempela sonto lenhle ikakhulu ngoba sibuya ePasikeni.
Where we were celebrating the beginning of all that will eventually culminate.
Sisathokotela kusicalo sako konke lokhu lokutawuthi kusuke kucale.
And we bless God that even at the end we shall be there to celebrate.
Siyambonga kuNkulunkulu ukuthi ngisho ke nasesiphethweni sitabe sikhona kutawuthokoza.
And with a shout we will celebrate.
Ngemsindvo sitawube sithokoza.
So to wherever you are,
noma ngabe ungukuphi,
across all the continents of the earth,
kumavekati onke lakhona emhlabeni,
we love you, we appreciate you.
Siyakuthanda, siyakutusa.
And we are saying let the cim sound be heard even in your nation.
Sithi ke lo msimvo lothi cimu awuvakale ngisho nasezweni sakho.
Let it be heard in your city, in your village, in your neighborhood, and even in your household.
Awuvakale edolobheni langakini ngisho nasemndenini wakho.
Now I believe this cim sound was preceded by the sound of the stone that was released from David's shepherd's back.
Ngiyakholelwa ke ukuthi lo msindvo lona walandzelwa ngomsindvo lo wachamuka ke lo wabangwa litshe lebeliphuma esikhwameni sa David.
Because we are a people of the sound.
Ngoba sibantu sibe msindvo.
As the stone was en route to Goliath's head, I believe it was making some sound on its way.
Lelitshe ke lisahamba lisabheka enhloko ya Goliath, ngiyakholelwa ukuthi belinemsimbo leliwentako lisesendleleni.
We bless God that we all cognizant of the fact that Passover is not the end, but it's just the beginning.
Siyambonga kuNkulunkulu kwekuthi siyanaka kokuthi iPasika ayisisiphetho kodwa ke isicalo.
After 50 days we're going to be celebrating Pentecost.
Emva kwemalanga lang 50 sitabe sijabulela ke iPentecost.
And from there we know there is also the Feast of Tabernacles or the Feast of the Ingatherings.
Emva kwaloko siyathi ukuthi kunemcimbi ke ngoba ke lidili lemathabaneke.
Which I believe that is the feast that the church is at.
Lengkholelwa ukuthi ngilelo dili ke libandla lalikhona khona.
Where there is a great ingathering of the harvest that God is doing even in our season and in our time.
Lapho khona kune kubuthiswa ke kwesivuno leNkulunkulu asibuthisa esikhathini sethu.
And therefore we all have to be ready.
So ngakho ke sonke kufuna ukuthi sibe ngilabalungele.
Ready to obey.
Silungele ke kulalela.
So that whatever direction the Lord wants us to take in this crucial season, we do not ask from the flesh, but we do as He commands.
Kuze kuthi noma ngabe uNkulunkulu uthi asibheke kuphi, singaceli, singabuti enyameni, kodwa ke sende njengalokhu asho.
Ezekiel says, the bones were dry.
Ezekiel ke uthi lamathambo bekomile.
Not just dry, but very dry.
Angakomi nje kodwa omeka khulu.
And they were scattered.
Futhi ke bekasakadekile.
That speaks of a state of hopelessness and helplessness.
Loko kukhuluma ke ngelizinga ke lokulahlekelwa lithemba.
God is asking the prophet, can these bones live?
NkuluNkulu kubuta lo mprofeti ukuthi angaphila yini lamathambo.
The prophet is saying, I do not know, but you know.
Lo mprofeti ke uthi angati kodwa ke nguwe lo wathi.
And then this is what I like.
Ngakukele ngikuthandza.
God says to Ezekiel, prophesy to these dry bones.
NkuluNkulu uthi ke kuHezekiah, profeta kulamathambo.
And Ezekiel says, I prophesied as I was commanded.
Hezekiah ke uthi nga profeta njengalokhu bengitsheliwe.
I believe there is a command that has been released from heaven for this great ingathering of the Feast of Tabernacles that we are in.
ngiyakholelwa ukuthi kune kutfunywa ke lo lokuphuma ezulwini lokuhambelana nalelidili lemathabaneli keli lesikini.
And therefore prompt obedience is going to be very key and very crucial.
Ngako kuhloni kulalela lokuphuphuma kutawuba mcoka kakhulu
because of where we have come to.
Ngalendzawo lesesifikekile.
That is why it's very important for us to understand that the presence of God does not come and go.
Ngako kumcoka kakhulu ukuthi siconze ukuthi bukhona baNkulunkulu abufiki busephinde buyahamba.
But it is our consciousness of his presence that comes and goes.
Kodwa kunaka kwethu ngobukhona bakhe lobutako buphinde
futhi. Therefore there is a need that we be constantly conscious of his presence.
Kunesidingo ukuthi ngaso sonke isikhathi sibunake bukhona bakhe.
So that we are ever obedient to what he says.
Ukuze ukuthi sitawuhlala siwulalele ngoba sikuhlonipha lokulakuzwa.
When I say the presence of God does not come and go, but it is our consciousness that comes and go, I mean.
Nangithi ke bukhona baNkulunkulu abufiki buhambe kodwa ke ngi bukhona kunaka kwethu lobukhona baNkulunkulu lobufika buhambe ngisho kwekuthi
you will remember when the servant of the prophet wakes up in the morning.
Utawukhumbula ngalelanga sisebenzise semprofeti sivuka ngalenye ilanga.
And he says the chariots of the enemy surrounding them.
Abona ke emahashi abakakile.
And the prophet prays and say, Lord, open his eyes.
Lom prophet uyathandaza ukuthi inkosi vula emehlo akhe.
In other words, we're saying cause him to be conscious of who are they that are with us.
Ngalamanye amagama bekathi mende anake ukuthi bobani ke labangakithi.
And I want you to understand that the horses that he eventually saw did not arrive when he was prayed for. They were there. It's just that he was not conscious of them.
Ngifuna ke ukuthi unake ukuthi lamahashi lamahashi akefiganga ngalesikhathi kuvuleka lamehlo ukuthi nje bekangakanaki yena.
So the presence of God is here with us in this time and in this era.
Bukhona baNkulunkulu, bukhona bunathi kulesikhathi lesi.
So you and I need to be conscious of his presence.
Mina nawe kufuna ukuthi sibunake bukhona
baba. Rondia hasun rata bra alato kurete pekeria la hasuya. Roto pokoria la hando ya tapakasuma ya ha. And therefore imo hasimba haiketeria. If his presence is here with us, then it means anything is possible.
Ngako ke nangabe bukhona bakhe bukhona bunathi la kusho ukuthi noma ngabe yini ingenteke.
I want you to note something in Genesis chapter 1 verse number 1.
Ngifuna ukuthi unake naku ke kuGenesis wekucala verse lekucala.
The Bible says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
LiBhayibheli lithi ekucaleni uNkulunkulu wadala emazulu nemhlaba.
Genesis chapter 1 verse number 1 is not the beginning of God.
Genesis wekucala sehluko sekucala akusiso sicalo saNkulunkulu.
But it is the beginning of creation.
Kodwa ke sicalo sekwenta kwaNkulunkulu.
And when you go to John 1:1, the Bible says in the beginning was the word.
Now uya kuJohane wekucala sehluko sekucala elivesi lekucala uthi ekucaleni bekukhona li.
The word was with God.
Livi bekana kuNkulunkulu.
The word was God. So these are two different scenarios. Genesis 1 verse number 1 is the beginning of creation.
Genesis wekucala sihluke sekucala kucala kwekudala.
And John 1 verse number 1 is the beginning of God's being.
Johane wekucala sehluke sekucala kuqala kokuba khona kwaNkulunkulu.
In Genesis chapter 1 verse number 1 the Bible says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
KuGenesis wekucala sehlivesi lekucala iBhayibheli lithi uNkulunkulu walidala izulu nemhlaba.
And the question is if he created the heavens and the earth, where was he when he created the heavens and the earth?
Umbuto ke uthi nanga bewalidala izulu nemhlaba Because
for somebody to create, he must have been.
Ngoba kuze kuthi umuntu adale kufuna ukuthi yena abe asikhona.
So he must have been somewhere.
Kufuna ukuthi ngabe ube khona ndzawo thi.
And here is bringing himself into being.
Lapha ke so uyativeta.
And he is creating the heavens and the earth.
So udala izulu nemhlaba.
In other words, he is creating time.
Ngilema emagama so udala isikhathi.
He is creating space.
So udala indza.
He is creating matter.
So udala lokuphatheka.
In other words, where he was, there is no time, there is no space, there is no matter.
Ngalama yemagama labeka khona khona kude isikhathi kude nalokuphatheka.
And when Paul writes to Timothy, he speaks of this place.
Paula nakabhala Timothy ukhuluma ngalendzawo.
Where he was when he created.
Labeka khona khona nakadala.
A place that is not subject to time, a place that is not subject to distance, a place that is not subject to matter or substance.
Indzawo lengakavinjwa isikhathi, lengakavinjwa ke kuthi timbo tikhashane kangakanani, lengakavinjwa futhi nakuphatheka kwetini.
Yet it exists.
Ganike iyaphila iyaphatheka.
It is so real.
Ikhona.
More than what we see with our optical eyes.
Ngatulu kwakale kusikubona ngemehlo efenyama.
When Paul speaks to young Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse number 6.
Paula nakakhuluma na Timothy ku Timothy wekucala sabhluko sesithupha li verse lesithu.
He says God the blessed and only ruler.
Uthi uNkulunkulu lobusekile futhi longumbusi
the king of kings
lo inkhosi yemakhosi
and lord of lords
lo inkhosi lengumbusi webabusi
who alone is immortal
lo yena akanakuva
who lives in unapproachable light
lo hlala ekukhanyeni lekude longasondzela
no one can see
lekude longakubona
whom no one has seen
lokude futhi lokwe wambona
to him be honor and might forever amen
kuye akube ngihlonipheka nemandla phakathi naphakathi.
So here is Paul now, a man of great revelation.
Nang Paula ke la invota yembono.
He gives us an understanding of where God was when he created the heavens and the earth.
Usinikete ukuconza kokuthi uNkulunkulu beka kuphi ngalesikhathi adala lizulu nemhlaba.
He was in unapproachable light.
Beka lapho beka sekukhanyeni longasondzeli lutho kuyini.
And that place is called the glory realm.
Lenzawo leyo ke ibitwa ngokuthi indzawo yenkhatini.
That is where God was when he created.
Mla uNkulunkulu beka khona khona nakadala.
This place knows no time, it knows no space, it knows no matter.
Lenzawo lena ayati sikhathi, ayati bubandi, ayati imvule phathekayo.
Actually, while in the earth we speak of mortality rate and morbidity rate, in that realm we speak of immortality rate and immorbidity rate, because there is no death there is no sickness there.
Na emhlabeni sikhuluma ngesikhathi lesikhona sekuphila ne sikhuluma futhi nangendlela yokuhamba kanike kulenza woleya kude kufa kude futhi nekuvimbeleka ekuhambeni.
Let me break it even more.
Asengikucacisi.
Epidemiologists, when they speak of mortality rate, they are talking at the rate at which people are dying.
Ema epidemiologists ke nakakhuluma ngemortality rate akhuluma ke ngalendlela abantu labafa ngayo.
In this COVID era, maybe they will tell us of the mortality rate on COVID-19.
Kulesikhathi nje se COVID batasitshela ngekuthi ke bantu bafa kanganani ke COVID-19.
They may also tell us about the morbidity rate, that is the rate at which people are getting sick because of COVID-19.
Basitshele futhi ukuthi bantu bagula kanganani ngenxa ye COVID-19.
That happens in time and in space and in matter.
Loko kwenteka ke esikhatsini nasekubandini nasekuphathekeni.
But this realm at which God was when he created those things don't exist.
Kodwa ke kulendzawo la uNkulunkulu beka khona letimvo leti atiphili atikho.
He is surrounded by immortality.
Ugegwe ngobukakwe kuphila.
Because nobody living in that realm would say I am sick.
Ngoba kude lophila kulendzawo leyo lotawuthi ngiyagula.
And their sins are forgiven.
Netono tabo titethele.
So when God created the heavens and the earth, that is where he was and he is.
NgoNkulunkulu adala izulu nemhlaba nilapho beka khona khona futhi ngila akhona khona.
In unapproachable light.
In
other words, the environment is light that is emitted from within God.
In other
words, the environment is created by the very presence that is emanated from him.
Ngalamanye amagama lendzawo ke igcweleke bukhona bakhe.
Because when we speak of the glory, we are speaking of the environment in which God lives.
Nasikhuluma ngenkhatimulo sikhuluma ke ngalendzawo uNkulunkulu lahlala kiyo.
While when we speak of the anointing, we are speaking of the enablement and the empowerment that God gives.
Kanti nasikhuluma ngeligcobo sikhuluma ke ngemandla uNkulunkulu awanika.
God does not live in the anointing, but he gives the anointing.
uNkulunkulu akaphili egcobeni kodwa uyalinika ligcobo.
But God lives in glory.
uNkulunkulu uphila enkhatimlweni.
And that is where he is calling us to.
Nilapho khona asibitela khona.
That is why there is great need for us to cross the barrier line.
Kungako ke kunesidingo lesikhulu ke kuthi se wele ke letiphe
into the glory realm.
Lemincele siwelele ke endzaweni yenkhathi.
We must understand that the glory realm is not just a place that we come into, but it is what we carry wherever we go.
Asikonze futhi lokuthi indzawo yengkhatimulo yakusindzawo lesita kiyo kodwa ke imvo lesiphathako yonke indzawo la siyakhona.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In other words, we are saying God cannot be contained.
Ngalamanye amagama sithi uNkulunkulu angeke aze aphathwe.
There was no way in which God could be contained by the heavens he had created.
Bekude ke indlela leNkulunkulu bekata ubanjwa ngilamazulu beka wakudalile.
God dwells and lives in a place that is surrounded by light.
uNkulunkulu uya uphila endzaweni lekakwe kukhanya.
And that light is emitted from himself.
Loko kukhanya kusuka kuye.
He lives in an environment that is created by his being.
Uphila endzaweni leyakhiwe nguye.
And then that makes us understand that God is not just a person, but God is a dimension with many dimensions in him.
Loko kusenda kuthi sicondze kuthi uNkulunkulu akasi umuntu kodwa uNkulunkulu ulizinga lelinemazinga lamanengi kini.
And it is this light that is emitted from within God that creates the environment in which he lives.
Nile kukhanya lokusuka kuye uNkulunkulu lokwenta lendzawo lahlala kiyo.
He creates his own environment by the light that comes from him.
Udala ke indzawo yakhe yokuhlala ngalokukhanya lokusuka la
kuye. This light is unapproachable.
Lokukhanya kude lokungasondzela kiyo.
This light is called the glory.
Kuthiwa libito lalokukhanya ngkhatimulo.
And you and I are called into that place.
Sine nawe sibitelwe kulendzawo
le. As Job says, this man must put an end to darkness.
Njengoba Jobe asho ukuthi umuntu ukufuna alethe siphetho.
He must break a shaft.
Akhe indlela yokuhamba.
Into places long forgotten by the feet of man.
Etindzaweni letikhohliwe bantu.
In the earth there must once again be a people who do not only live in the glory realm, but carry the glory realm wherever they go. And for them to do that, they must be conscious of that. And when I say they must be conscious of that, I mean they must know that, because the Bible says, my people perish because they lack knowledge.
Emhlabeni kufuna-ke kube kunebantu labanga figi even lenkhati mgoja labahamba nale nebahamba basenkhati mlweni ngalokuthi bayakunaka lo ngoba njengoba iBhayibheli lisho ukuthi bantu bayafa ngokweswela lwati.
The truth that you know is the truth that sets you free.
Leliqiniso lo latiko ngileliqiniso lelikhulula.
And the enemy will always oppress you in the area of your ignorance.
Sithake sitakucinzetela lapho ngalokulongakwayo.
And if there is one great learning that needs to be done in the church, it is unlearning.
Nangabe kukhona kufunda lokufuna kwentiwe ebandleni kulokuthi
we must unlearn what we have learned.
Sikukhiphe ke lo bese sikufunzile.
We have fallen prey to a lot that we have learned.
Sibeke inkoyoyo ngalokuningi ke lo bese sikufunzile.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to know who we are.
Sifuna ukuthi start ukuthi sibobani.
And I must mention that there is a limit to which you can run on another man's revelation.
Ngifuna ukuthi ukuconze ukuthi kune siphetho ukuthi ungahamba sigaba lezinganani ngesambulo selomnye umuntu.
You must know God on your own.
Kufuna umati uNkulunkulu tatele wena.
Because the Bible says the people who know their God.
Ngoba iBhayibheli lithi bantu labamatiko uNkulunkulu.
They shall be strong.
And
they shall do exploits. Not people who know about their God.
But people
who know their God.
In other
words, you must know your
God.
He must not just be the God of your father or the God of your pastor.
He must be your God.
You must have an encounter with God. Another man's revelation is good to kickstart you.
Sambulo salenye imvotsa sikahle ukuthi sikusicane.
But you must have your own revelation about God.
Gojake kufuna ukuthi ube nesambulo sakho naNkulunkulu.
So that we can all be where God wants us to be.
Kuze ukuthi sonke sibe la uNkulunkulu afuna sibe khona.
He who lives in unapproachable light.
Loyo lohlala ekukhanyeni lokuthi
surrounded by immortality.
Agegetele kuphila.
The ruler, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Lombusi, inkosi yamakhosi nembusi wababusi.
He is calling us back. Praise the name
we
of the Lord.
Food.
Glory to King Jesus.
Amen.
You will remember that Adam, after they had eaten, they discovered that they are naked. In other words, they had been clothed before. And they were aware that they were clothed before. But after eating, they realized that they are naked. And the question is, what were they clothed in? John says,
Johane uthi,
for all men has sinned and has fallen short of the glory of God. In other words, before the fall, man was clothed in what God was clothed in.
That
is what made him to be in the image and in the likeness of God. So when he ate of that fruit, he was stripped of the garment of glory. Moved from the glory realm where there is no time, no space, no matter, into a realm where he will now be subject to time, subject to space, and subject to matter.
Wasuka endzaweni yenkhatimulo lapho khona kude sikhathi kude nemkhathi kude futhi nelokuphathekako wase soyake lapho khona kune kuvinjwa sikhathi kune kuvinjwa ngalokuphatheka.
So Jesus comes
so that
man can be taken back to the height from which he fell.
Back
to the rock from which he was cut.
Back
to the quarry from which he was hewn. That's why the word repent speaks more to believers. Constantly making an accent. Back into the height from which they fell. That is why Jacob, as he is sleeping there, he sees a ladder. And a ladder has steps. And each beam in the steps speaks of a consciousness as you climb back into the height from which we fell.
Sitepi singa sinye sikuluma ngalogu naga usakanga ubuyela gula poko na uwele ko.
So we are being called back into the height.
Sibiyabitwa kukuti skupugelege lapo
sikusko na ko. Into the place where time, distance is not an issue.
Sibise lokulenza olapho khona sikhathi nebubanti kungasinza
ask Philip is going to tell you
buteke ku Philip utakutshela
how he traveled after baptizing that man
kuthi ke wahamba njani emvako kube ababhatise leyamvoko
ask Ezekiel
butana Ezekiel
how he was picked by the locks of his hair and put in the valley of dry bones
kuthi watsathwa njani ke ngenhloko yakho wafakwa wafakwa endzaweni yemathambo
lawemini ask Paul
buta Paul
how he knows of a man who was caught up into the third heaven
kuthi wathi kanjani ngenvota leyathathwa yayiswa ezulwini lesithathu.
So the church has its own mode of transport.
Libandla ke linendlela yayo yekuhamba.
The church has got its own modus operandi or way of operation.
Linendlela yalo yekwenta tini.
We cannot operate the way the world operates.
Angeke sende timvo ngalendlela live.
But when we allow ourselves to be defiled, then we are allowing ourselves to be relegated into being common man.
God fanasta uvuma kuthi singoliswe sendi siyavuma kuthi sibuye sifanane nawo lo lonke lulu.
And once we are common man, we need to do things like common man.
Sasege safanana ke nalo lonke luntu sesenda timvu njengalo lonke lulu.
That is why Daniel in chapter 1 verse number 8.
Ngako Daniela sehluke sekucala verse 8.
He purposes in his heart.
Uyanquma enhlitweni yakhe.
That he is not going to defile himself.
Kuthi angeke atingcolise.
And the word defile means to make common.
Leligama lelithi kungcolisa lisho kwenta imvo idayele.
In other words, was saying I'm not going to make myself common.
Ngalamanye amagama bekathi angeke ngitende ngibe ngilotayele.
I am uncommon.
Angatayele.
That is why when he's thrown into the lion's den.
Ingako ke nakangena emgetheni wemabhubesi.
The lions are awakened from their state of forgetfulness or amnesia.
Emabhubesi ke ayakhunjutwa.
And it's like they are saying,
ngathi ke athi,
what manner of man is this?
Lihlobo lini ke lo muntu?
We have seen men being thrown into this den.
Sike sabawona abantu bafakwa
emgetheni. This one that is being thrown into this den.
Kodwa lona lofakwe lamgetheni.
Is an uncommon man.
Ngumuntu longakadali.
How did Daniel become uncommon?
Wenti wayini kuthi Daniel
angakadali? He became uncommon because
wa
When his contemporaries and peers were going to the table of the king to dine of what was on the table of the king, he decided not to go there, but had his own table, because he knew what the food from the king's table was going to do in his nature.
He purposed
in his heart not to defile himself, because he knew who he was. Praise the name of the Lord. And when we speak of defilement, we are speaking of being rendered blunt. We are speaking of being rendered insensitive.
So when you are going to
because the enemy's goal is to render us blunt and insensitive, so that we are not able to pick the promptings from the Holy Spirit. And when I speak of the Holy Spirit, I am speaking of the gift that God gave us. Something interesting about the Holy Spirit. When Paul speaks to the church in Corinth, he presents to them the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which are actually are the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, or the expressions of the Holy Spirit, who is the gift. So God took the 9 gifts and gave them to the Holy Spirit and said, Holy Spirit, these are your gifts. These are your expressions. These are your manifestations. And then he took the Holy Spirit and gave him to the church as a gift. In other words, we are not supposed to be chasing after the gift of the Holy Spirit, but we need the gift who is the Holy Spirit. There is no way in which you can have the gift of the Holy Spirit and not have his gifts. Because when God gave him to us, he came packaged with his gift. So when you have the gift of the Holy Spirit, you have his expressions in you. That's why I believe with all of my heart, it is possible to operate in all the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Because when the Holy Spirit is given you, he does not leave out the gifts, or he does not come with 2 or 3 gifts, but he comes to the body, to the person with all the gifts. That's why the Bible says, out of our bellies, rivers, not a river, streams, not a stream, that speaks of expressions and manifestations. Rivers of living water will begin to flow. In other words, when you get into a place where healing is needed, the stream of healing must flow. When you come into a place where prophecy is needed, the stream of prophecy must flow. Where faith is needed, the stream of faith must flow. Where discernment is needed, the stream of discernment must flow. Because you have the gift of the Holy Spirit, and he comes with all his gifts. So defilement renders us blunt.
Kungcola-ke kusenta ukuthi sicundzeke.
And sensitive.
Singabi ngilabachishe babantu.
It attempts to shut the free flow of these streams.
Zama-ke kuvala lokuhamba ngekukhululeka kwale mfo.
But I pray even now.
Ngiyathandaza.
That God will find us and make us sharp again.
UNkulunkulu bekanga silota sende usisi.
So that like Philip when he says draw close to the man.
Kuze kuthi njenga Philip nakathi tsondzela
kulo. And hear what it is that he is reading and does not understand.
Ulalele la kulakushoko la kufundzako la ngakukhona.
And if he needs understanding,
nakafuna ukuqonda.
Bring understanding.
Mnikete ukuqonda.
Praise the name of the Lord. When you read about Peter during Pentecost,
nawufundza ngaPetru ngalelanga lePentecost.
The Bible says,
the Bible lithi,
as he spoke,
nakakhuluma,
the people were cut in their hearts.
Bantu ba
because defilement will make you lose your cutting edge.
Ngoba kungcola ngoba kungcoliseka kute wenta ukuthi ulahlekelwe ke kukhalipha kwakho.
When Peter speaks here,
ngakakhuluma Petru la.
He has just recovered from being defiled by denying Jesus.
Bekasuka ke ukuthi ekumphikeni Jesus.
But as he repents, remember we said repenting means ascending.
Kumbula sithe kuphendvula kusho kuphendvuka kusho kukhuphuka.
Going back into your place.
Kubuyela endzaweni
yakho. Back into your height.
Kubuyela ekuphakameni.
So when he stands on the day of Pentecost.
Nangema ngalelanga lePentecost.
And he opens his mouth to speak.
Avula umlomo wakhe akhuluma.
The people are not cut by the choice of words that he used.
Labantu ke abasikwa-ke ngilamagama lawa.
The people are not cut because it is Peter who is speaking.
Inhlitiyo yethu abasikwa ukuthi-ke.
But the people are cut because this man had purpose in his heart. This man had chosen not to be rendered blind.
Basikwa-ke ukuthi le ndvodza beyikhethile ukuthi bencumile ukuthi angeke ize ingcoliseke.
So defilement will make us blind.
Kungcoliseka kutasenda ukuthi singa sicundzeke.
We living in a time
siphile esikhathini
where the blindness of the church is so pathetic.
Lapho khona kucundzeka kwelibandla kumvisa buhlungu.
But we bless God.
Kodwa siyambonga.
Let the Lord that left us a remnant.
Siyabonga ngaphambi kokuthi uNkulunkulu asishiyele
isandla. We're going to be like Gomorrah and Sodom.
Sesingafanana neGomorrah neSodom.
We bless God.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu.
That we have men like Meshach, Shadrach and Abednego.
Kuthi sinemathfosa lafanana Meshach, Shadrach and Abednego.
We have men like Daniel.
Sinemathfosa lafanana
Daniel. We have purpose in their hearts. That we are not going to partake of the table that defiles. We have our own table that we eat from. And when we eat from it, our senses are opened. And our organs that interact with the realm of the spirit are heightened and awakened.
And
we begin to interact with the glory realm where we come from. We begin to interact with that realm of unapproachable light.
Ngale ndlela lelizinga lapho khona kunakukhanya lokungasondzeleki kini.
When David speaks about it, he's saying,
David nakakhuluma nale lizinga
le. The entrance of your words.
Uthi kungena kwelivi
lapho. They bring light.
Kuletha kukhanya.
In other words, when God speaks,
ngalamanye amagama nakakhuluma
nguNkulunkulu. He speaks himself. He speaks his being. Praise the name of the Lord. And when his being enters us, we are heightened, we are awakened into what we are supposed to be. And I want to say to us tonight, God is calling us into uncharted waters.
Go uncharted waters.
We come on, Raliando Shala Prota Kasaya. Come on, Rando Kora Hasukre Tokuria La Hasuke Mai. We need not to be afraid.
Benessing a sab.
God is calling us.
Ngulungulu yasbi.
To places long forgotten by the feet of men.
Leti kosheta kosha gatseni.
Let the population of the glory realm be grown.
Asikhuphuke futhi indzawo lizinga lebantfu labaya
ezinga ngama. I decree and I declare.
Ngikatimu. Nanyalo futhi ngiyamemetela.
Let more and more traffic be seen into the glory realm.
Icuku neticuku adibonakale.
Rondia kasuma ya hai. Until this earth has a people walking in it but are not living in it.
Though
walking in the earth, but they are living in glory. Just as our God's throne is in heaven. But his footstool is in the earth.
God fage si lapo si labelo setinya osa taketise sisem shabe.
His feet are seen in the earth.
Tinya otaketi abonaga alem shabe.
But where he sits is in heaven.
God fala pashala kona ge kuse zulu.
So as much as we are seen in the earth.
No masibonaga alem shabe.
But we don't live here.
God fasi pili la.
Because if we were raised with Christ.
Let's
seek the things from above. Where he is. So that we are able to make a difference in this
because
time, space and distance cannot control a man from the glory realm.
Sikhathi nespace nebute ngeke kuze kumvimbele umuntu.
Yes. Solomon says for everything there is a time and a season.
Velet Solomon uthi kuko konke kunesikhathi nemathu.
But not for a glory realm inhabitant.
Hayi kodwa kwemuntu lohlala ezingeni lengathi.
A glory realm inhabitant.
Umuntu lohlala ezingeni lengathi mu.
Can squash the time between the day of prophecy and the day of fulfillment.
Angasinciphisa lesikhathi emkhathisini welanga le prophet lelanga lekufezeka kweprophet.
Cause that to collapse.
Akwende loko kuhlangana.
A glory realm in inhabitants.
Lona umulo ohlala even lengkhathi muni.
Can be in China in the next 1 second.
Angaba se China kulomzuzwana nje lo landzela.
Because he is not subject to distance.
Ngoba akavinjwa ke budze benza.
He's not subject to space.
Akavinjwa futhi
by virtue of being a dweller and an inhabitant of the glory
realm.
And that is what God is calling the church to. Even in this time and in this season. So that we are able to demonstrate him. So that we are able to showcase him. In this time and in this era. And wherever you are. I want to challenge you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
Yen.
Desire. Hunger.
Lambela.
Fast. Be conscious of who you are. And don't allow people to know you after the flesh. But after the spirit.
God forgive me more.
For that is what you are. Because understand this. For the fire not to consume the bush in the wilderness as Moses will put it.
Guze kuthi umlilo angali.
It means the bush had assumed the nature of the fire. And fire cannot consume fire. But fire can only interact with fire. So the bush had an opportunity to have fellowship with the fire.
Lelihlathike laba nelithuba lokudlelana nemlilo.
So our nature and our DNA is of the Father.
Imvelo yethu ke yababa.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And where he is, it's where we are supposed to be.
Lapho akhona khona ngilapho kumele nathi sibe khona
kho. What he does, it's what we are supposed to be found doing.
La kwentako ke ngiloku le kumele ukuthi nathi sitholakale sikwena.
That is why there is a call.
Ngakho ke kunekubida.
Of walking on uncharted waters.
Kuthi sihambe emandini
la ngakho. And I tell you, people who slay giants.
Asimbutshele bantfu labatawubulala.
People who will dare to walk on uncharted waters.
Bantfu labatawuhamba lapho khona ngakasebenza.
I want you to understand.
Ngifuna ukuconze nawe.
David when he slew Goliath.
Kuthi David ngalesikhathi abulala
khona. It was not the first time he was slaying a giant.
Bakasi isikhathi sekucala abulala
isikhwa. He slayed many in the secret place.
Ubulele lamanengi endzaweni yemfihla
ka. In the wilderness. When nobody was seeing him,
lakude khona bekambona khona.
Slaying bears,
abulale emabhele.
Slaying lions,
abulale magubezi.
With his hands,
ngetandla takhe.
With his sling,
ngesiling sakhe.
That's why when Saul is giving him his garment,
ngakho ke Saul
nakamnikeza le mbatha. No, I am not used to this.
Uthi ke yati angakutayeli.
Because listen to me.
Ngoba lalela la.
Solid foot is for the mature.
Kudla
lokuphilile by reason of practice or exercise. Learn to discern. You don't raise the dead in public if you have not done it in the secret. What you do in the public is what you practice in the secret.
Practice
lay hands in the secret.
Practice.
Exercise. So when David comes into public,
let David
he is not overwhelmed because he has done it. He comes with a testimony. And his testimony is, what is this uncircumcised Philistine that death defies the armies of the living God? I have seen God in the secret place. I have seen God in the backside of the wilderness. The same God who came through for me with this sling does not need souls garment to come through for me here.
Akadzingi ke tembatho ta Saula kuze kuthi nanyalo abe angisile.
And when he crosses the battle line,
naga figa
the sound from his shepherd's bear stone.
Lomsimbo lo suka ke wale litshe lesuka
esikhomensake.
Lisahamba.
I don't know how far Goliath was.
Angati beka khashane kanganani.
But as it travels,
lisahamba.
It was a wee.
Danger.
A giant is about to fall. And the next thing.
Kim.
A giant is down.
Sikwaka sespas.
Let us pray.
As tandas.
We honor you.
Siyakubonga.
We worship you.
Siyakuthusa.
Right where you are.
La ukhona khona.
The presence of God is.
Bukhona baNkulunkulu bukhona.
And because the presence of God is.
Ngalokuthi bukhona baNkulunkulu bukhona.
Anything is possible.
Noma ngabe yini ngendlela.
Therefore I challenge you.
Ngakho ngikunikezana
isayini. Be conscious of his presence.
Bunake bukhona ba.
More than you are conscious of the shirt that you are wearing.
Ngetulu kwekunaka leli shirt lo linalo.
More than you are conscious of everybody that is in the room that you are in now.
Ngetulu kwekunaka noma ngabe ngibani lo naye la ukhona khona.
Father, we honor you, we worship you. Thank you that even right now the organs and senses of our being that interact with the realm of the spirit are being awakened and heightened in the name of Jesus. And you are causing us to be conscious by smelling, by hearing, by seeing, by touching. All that is happening. Nothing is hidden. Everything lies bare and open before a Zion dweller. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank you, Father, for the dreams, the visions, the promptings, the trances, and all manner in which you communicate that you're making manifest, even right now. Thank you for the manifestation and full expression of the gift, the Holy Spirit, that is in us. In Jesus' name, we give you glory. We give you honor and worship. We magnify you and we glorify you. You are Lord, you are God, and you are King. Apart from you, there is no other. In the name of Jesus. And even tonight, we purpose in our hearts not to defile ourselves. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We magnify you. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, family.
Siyabonga kakhulu mdeni.
We bless God.
Siyabonga nkulunkulu.
Our service at Mangayane starts at 8:30 morning tomorrow.
Inkonzo yethu iyaqala eMangayane nga 8:30 kusasa.
That's our English service, and our Saturday service begins at 11.
Leyo ke yesiNgisi yesiSwati ke yona iqala nga 11.
We also at have Ziba at 11.
Sise have Ziba futhi nga 11.
Gag at 10:30.
Kugeke nga 10:30.
Luve at 10:30.
Nakuluve nga 10:30.
Also catch us on our online radio highway.city.
Futhi banathi ke ku online radio yetfu highway.city.
We love you, appreciate you.
Siyanthanda siyantusa.
God bless you.
Nkulunkulu anibusise.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.